Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I'm here to tell you about an awesome way for you to rub elbows with your favorite podcast host here on the Sports History Network, while at the same time rooting for your hometown team this upcoming NFL season. You've been hearing all about our partner, Tailgate Fantasy, the past few weeks. Well, dig on this. Tailgate created a special Sports History Network league for our listeners, so we can put the word fan back into fantasy football together. It's free to join, and if you do so before the season kicks off, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for a free t-shirt from one of our other partners, Home Field Apparel. It's a win-win-win! So hurry up today and head to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate for all the details. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate.
One of the great things about the game of football is its rich history. And on the December 21st football history headlines, we have plenty of history to talk about with some legends as the first back-to-back champion in the NFL is crowned. And we talk about the start of one legendary coach and the finishing of another, all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we'd like to start off this podcast by thanking you, those of you from around the world that are making the popularity of Pigskin Dispatch's daily history podcast a great one. And we're going to start off on the December 21st football history headlines in 1941 at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The 1941 NFL Championship game took place. The New York Football Giants were challenging the defending champs, the Bears of Chicago. The game was pretty much a one-sided game as the Monsters of the Midway dominated their visitors from the Big Apple, as reported on GoldenRankingsWebsite.com. And you can find a link to that on our website, PigskinDispatch.com, for this December 21st article. In an interesting side note, Bears kicker Ray McLean made the last NFL drop kick for an extra point per ESPN Classic. The story goes that Bears were dominating the New York Football Giants in this late season game of up 30-9 late in the game. New York coughed the ball up, and Bears' Ken Kavanaugh picked it up and raced 42 yards for another Chicago score. Whether it was to humiliate the Giants further or just the entertainment value of the whole thing, McLean attempted an archaic method of kicking for points that had not been used in quite a while. The kick was up and good, and the Bears celebrated the 37-9 title victory to become the first repeat champions in NFL history and garner their fifth championship for the storied franchise. December 21st, 1948, at Philadelphia's Bellevue Stratford Hotel. It was the 1949 NFL Draft, and the Philadelphia Eagles chose University of Pennsylvania center/linebacker Chuck Bednarak as the first overall pick. Bednarak, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's information, played in the league for 14 seasons, registering 9 interceptions and becoming an All-Pro selection 9 times. Other legends got their starts in the NFL in this draft were George Blanda, Doak Walker, Frank Trapuka, and Norm Van Brocklin. December 21st, 1959, the Dallas Cowboys hired the New York Giants defensive coordinator Tom Landry as their first head coach. Landry stayed on as Dallas head man until 1988 season. The Dallas News website has a fascinating story on how former Cowboys owner Tex Schramm chose Landry to guide his team. In the article, Schramm, a former LA Rams GM and later a CBS Sports employee, was quoted to say, "I went to their Giants games and was surprised at what I saw," Schramm said. "Here was an assistant coach, a defensive coach, who was looked upon his players almost as a god. They were the best defensive club in the league for several years, and Tom Landry was the reason. He had a different philosophy on defense, and it worked." Tom actually signed on with Schramm before the Cowboys franchise even officially existed. The NFL made the formal announcement of awarding Dallas a franchise on January 28, 1960. December 21st, 1969, Washington, D.C. Legendary coach Vince Lombardi coached his last football game. The final game was very unceremonious, as the great coach 6 months in the future would learn he had colon cancer and then would pass away from the terminal condition on September 3rd, 1970, at the age of 57, according to the Washington Post story. It's almost forgotten, too, that it would be his final season that Lombardi would see that he was walking the sidelines of the Washington Redskins and not the Green Bay Packers, where he spent 9 seasons, winning 5 NFL titles, including the first 2 Super Bowls. By the way, the Redskins lost that day to their rivals, the Dallas Cowboys, 20-10. Lombardi is one reason that turned around the Washington franchise after 14 years of dismal finishes to a 7-5-2 record that season and put the franchise on a course to be successful for the next decade of play. As we take a quick break from the headlines, let me remind you that you can also learn more about the gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone, here is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message for you.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
December 21st, 1980, the Philadelphia Eagles' Harold Carmichael's NFL streak of 127 consecutive games with a reception came to an end. That day, 1984, Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. Brigham Young University wins their school's first national title. BYU knocked off a very tough University of Michigan team by the score of 24-17 in the Holiday Bowl to remain undefeated and to secure the NCAA Division 1A football title. December 21st, 1997, at the Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan, the Detroit Lions legendary running back Barry Sanders is the third player to run for 2,000 yards in a single season. Sanders had 23 rushing attempts for 184 yards and 1 score in the Lions' 13-10 victory over the visiting New York Jets to help him reach the milestone, according to the Pro Football Reference website. Now let's remember the birthdays of some Hall of Famers on this December 21st, and we'll start off in the year 1916 at Vallejo, California. Cal's great halfback Vic Botari is born, per the National Football Foundation's website. The voters in the NFF in 1981 inducted Vic Botari and his legendary collegiate career into the College Football Hall of Fame. December 31st, 1935, Haiti, South Dakota, Garney Henley, the running back from Huron, came to this life. The College Football Hall of Fame welcomed Garney Henley into their ranks in 2004. 1941, on December 21st, Chicago, Illinois. The USC's terrific end, Hal Bedsole, was born. The National Football Foundation voters selected Hal Bedsole to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. December 21st, 1960. The pride of Eastern Kentucky, safety George Floyd, celebrates his day of birth. The NFF's bio on him states that Floyd intercepted 22 passes in 4 years, and against Youngstown State in 1980, he ran 100 yards for a touchdown off of an interception. George Floyd proudly entered into the College Football Hall of Fame ranks and file during the induction ceremonies in 1999. We hope you'll come back tomorrow and join us for the December 22nd football history headlines as we talk about Michael Thomas setting a record in 2019. A Steelers quarterback takes off for an 80-yard scamper, and we'll talk about the only punter to be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft on his birthday. It's all coming up tomorrow on your football history headlines, so make sure you hit that subscribe button or join us at pigskindispatch.com tomorrow or your favorite podcast provider. Or third option, thesportshistorynetwork.com, where you'll find this podcast and many others from my partners on the Sports History Network that have some great sports history for you. So make sure you join one of those things, and we'll see you tomorrow. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.